Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's Deluxe Tonsorial Barber Shop has been officially open for 3 days now, which greatly outnumbers his customers so far. However, Pine Ridge's newest barber isn't giving up yet. In fact, he's planned several innovations which he hopes will stir up some business. As we look in on a little community today, we find Barber Edwards and jot him down store and library. Abner is just entering.
Morning, Lum.
Oh, morning, Abner. Never heard you come in there.
Hurry.
You're busy here, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What you got all these tomato cans sitting here on the floor for?
Oh, I'm aiming on moving them summers out.
Moving them?
See, I had to take them off the shelf where they was so as I'd have room for my cups there.
Cups? Well, for the land's sake, where'd you get all them, Lum? Looks like coffee cups that Luke Spears uses down there at the lunchroom.
Yeah, well,
see, are you going to serve coffee along with your haircuts now?
No, I ain't going to put coffee in them. I'm going to put soap in them.
Soap? Why, nobody's going to want to drink nothing with soap in it, Lum.
I know it. They ain't to drink out of. They're shaving mugs.
Huh?
They're shaving mugs like Moe's Moots has got down there at his barbershop.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but I never known what
you
they were.
Look closer there. You can see where I put different fellers' names on them.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Aunt Moles does that, I know. I got my name on a cup down there at his place.
I know you have. You ought to go down there and get it and bring it up here.
Bring it up here?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a nuisance, Lum. Every time I wanted to shave, I'd have to tote that cup clean down to Moles with me.
Oh, you wouldn't, because you're getting all your barber work done right here from now on.
Oh, no, I ain't neither. Not after that shave you gave me the other day, I ain't.
Well, I was unexperienced then.
Yeah.
Besides, you've just about healed up now. Can't hardly see the scars anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go through that again, Lum. No, sir, my shaving mug is staying right down there at Moses' place.
All right, but you'll be sorry, because all the better names is going to be on the shaving mugs here in my shop.
The better names?
Yeah, just glance over some of them names there on them mugs.
Yeah, I'd love to see what fellas around town has lost their brains.
Lost their brains?
Lum, nobody in his right mind is going to get shaved by you. Let's see who you got up there. Joe? Pete? Bill? Who's them? Who's that Bill there?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Huh?
But you never can tell when a fella named Bill might come in here. That's a pretty common name, you know.
Well, you mean that you just put that up there without having it belong to nobody?
Well, see, that's just to save time. When a fella named Bill comes in, I'm all set for him. Don't have to waste no time printing his name on a mug.
Well, Mose don't do that.
Well, it's just because Mose is backwoodsy, that's all.
Backwoodsy, huh?
He ain't a modern, progressive barber like I am.
Oh.
He don't study up new ideas like I do.
No. He's got all the barbering business around town, though.
He won't have, though. Not after I get started good.
Yeah, well, let's see who else name he got up there. Don't argue. Ezra, Caleb, Ulysses, Walt Bates. None of them are customers of yours, are they?
Well, no. I wouldn't go so far as to call them out-and-out customers yet, don't think.
Well, what do you print their names on the mugs for them?
Well, you know how it is. A feller always likes to see his name in print. Makes a feller feel good. What I'm doing there is creating goodwill.
Goodwill?
Yeah, goodwill means... Well, it means maybe some good will come of this.
Huh?
Some goodwill will come of this. For instance, Caleb might come in here and gets a tickle to see his name in print there. He might just decide to start trading with me. Sit right down in the chair and let me shave him.
You think he would, showing up?
Oh, sure. That's just good business psychology I'm using there.
Oh, that stuff again. I'd think you'd learn to quit using that psychology pretty soon, as much trouble as it gets you in, Lum.
Yeah, that's what makes me stand out from the crowd.
Huh?
That's what sets me apart from other folks.
Oh, now, Lum, now, don't feel that way.
What way?
You look just as good as anybody. You can stand up to any crowd of folks in this town.
Well, I don't mean
And folks want you to sit with them, too, Lum. You don't need to set apart from them. You're just as good as they are. I don't care what
I know I am.
Of course you are. That's the way to talk.
What I meant was that I'm just a little better than the generality of fellas.
That's our time. That's the altitude to have, Lum. You oughtn't to run yourself down that way, Lum. Just because you've had a batch of bad luck here late, that don't mean that you're a no-good varmint.
Well, I know it don't.
You oughtn't to get so self-unconscious, Lum. Make yourself believe you're a big success, even though you ain't.
Well, I am a success.
That's right. Put it on good. Just forget that you're broke and that everything you take up goes bankrupt and all your ideas turn out bad. Just don't think about that. Forget it all. Smile at the world. Don't feel bad just because you're a good-for-nothing critter.
Abner, stop talking that way.
Well, I want to cheer you up, Lon.
Well, don't cheer me up no more. I can't stand it.
I'm cheered enough, huh?
Yeah, a few more minutes of this, and you'll have me so cheered up to where I'll go out and suicide myself.
Well, good for me. I know what I'd do. Suicide yourself.
Just skip it, Abner. I feel fine now, so forget it.
Oh.
Better not talk no more now anyways, because I got to print some more names on them cups.
Oh, that's right. I ain't done reading the ones you got sitting there on the shelf yet, neither.
Don't bother to read no more.
No,
of them,
I want to read
No,
them.
I'd rather you wouldn't.
Eugene Blevins, Charlie Redfield, they'll never come in here long.
They might. You don't know.
E. Pomeroy, B. Crockett, E. Beckley, F. Roosevelt, W. Churchill, J. Stallett. Roosevelt Church. Now, just a minute, Lum. How about them names?
Well, what's wrong with them names?
Well, there's nothing wrong with them, I don't reckon, but you can't make nobody think that them fellers is customers of yours.
I never said they was.
You got their names on your shaving mugs like they was.
Well, I just thought it'd be sort of patriotic to have their names on display in my barber shop. I never had no place else to print them.
You could print them on the wall.
Oh, wouldn't have showed up good on the wall.
Right over there on that wall.
I'm going to put a flag there.
Oh.
You gotta have them somewhere where they can be saw, or it ain't patriotic.
Lom, you know good and well you just put them up there to make folks think that you got them fellers for customers.
Well, Abner, if folks make a mistake and think that, it ain't my fault, is it? Grannies, I can't go around doing everybody's thinking for them.
Well, no,
I got enough to worry about without having to make up folks' minds for them.
But I know the only reason you put them cups up there if their names on them.
Abner, stop worrying about this. Now, you run your store and I'll run my barber shop. I ain't interfering with you, so don't you interfere with me.
All right.
You go your way and I'll go mine. You take the high road and I'll take the low road or something.
All right. But you'll never get nobody to believe that you got the president for a customer, I'll tell you that.
I never said nothing about the president.
He's got his name right up there.
F. Roosevelt don't necessarily mean him.
Huh?
Might be some fella named Fred or Floyd Roosevelt.
Floyd? Is that a relate of the president?
No, no relate at all.
Whereabouts does he live?
I don't know.
What's he look like?
Abner, I don't know what he looks like. I never saw him.
Well, how can he be a customer of yours, then? You can't mail him a shave, Lom.
What?
Can't run the barber business on a mail-order base.
I never said you could.
Don't it?
Be a good idea, though, if I could do it. Reckon I could.
Got all them names printed there, and ain't a one of them that's an actual customer of yours.
I know. But the idea is that now I'm ready for anybody. I don't care who it is that comes in here. I've more than likely got his name on a mug, and I'm all set to do business with him.
Wait a minute, Lom. Who's that there at the Chanky Check you got there?
That's Chiang Kai-shek.
Huh?
He's the head man over in China. The Generalissimo.
Well, you don't know how to give Chinese haircuts, Lom.
Why, I do, Donnie.
Huh?
Them's the easiest kind in the world to give.
Yeah.
Just trim them around the edges. All the rest of the hair, they wear in a long pigtail down their back, according to pictures I saw.
Yeah, maybe so, but I don't believe nobody's going to come clean from China just to get a haircut from you, Lom.
No, but just in case he does, I'm ready for him. That's the motto of my barber shop. Ready for anybody, anytime.
Well, they'll never have to wait in line here. I'll say that for your place. Wait a minute, I believe that's all right here.
I don't care who it is. L. Edwards is ready to shave them. Whatever their name is.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. After Peabody John doing a talking.
Did you meet anybody?
Yeah, this is a barber shop, too, I reckon.
It sounds like business.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, just a minute. I'll have to ask the barber.
That sounds good. Who is it, Abner?
Some fella that works over at that Walt Bates' defense plant, Lum, and he wants to know if you'll stay open after 6 o'clock in the evening.
After 6, huh?
Yeah, he says when him and the other fellas on the day shift just done working, why, Mose Moose's barbershop is always closed up.
Oh, I sure I'll stay open all night long.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, he'll stay open all night, he says.
I'm getting started now, sure.
How's that? Well, just a minute, I'll ask the barber.
What does he want now? Massages and shampoos, too?
No, but Cedric told them how you put all them names on the shaving mugs, and they want their names on them, too.
Oh, why, sure. I told you that name idea would bring in a lot of business.
Yeah.
Find out how many there is and what their names are.
Oh.
Happens to be any names I don't already have, I'll print up some new ones.
Yeah, just a minute. Hello? How many of you fellas is there? 12?
Hot dog, now to get a whole dozen of cups and saucers. I don't know what I'm going to do with all them saucers. Learn to juggle, I reckon.
You want their names now, Mom?
Yeah, I'll get their names and I'll write them down.
What are the names now, Barbara? Write them down. What's that? Oh, Sosky Watt, Plum. Got that.
Yeah, old W. Better get his first name.
What's the first name? Gladinsky. Gladinsky, Plum.
Better go back to the last name. Or no, get the other names first and we'll come back to that.
Yeah, what are the other names now? We'll write them down. Gaspar Estetanina, Plum. Theophile Guthrie. Ignaz Koskioskas.
Wait a minute, Abner.
Gustave Jorgensen. Aristides Carlotti.
Hold on, Abner. Before that poor feller goes any further, tell him the policy of this barbershop is to close at 6 o'clock sharp.
6 o'clock? Well, you say...
Go on, tell him that. The only way you can run a business is to keep artists strict hours. I've always said that.